Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello, you're listening to Shagged, Married, Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey. We are currently in London recording this podcast.
We are indeed.
And you'll be glad to hear this week's podcast is a plonkcast.
Plonkcast, everyone. Chin, cheers. Chin.
Cheers, me dears.
Chin, chin, indeed. Thank you so much for listening, guys. It is episode 55. As always, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you for coming back. Thank you for subscribing and all of that. But before we start, a word from this week's lucrative, lucrative sponsor.
Still nothing.
There is.
Absolutely.
And I think you'll find what I'm about to say, the sponsorship deal I've secured for us this week through a load of hard graft, is one of the most popular things in the world at the moment. So there you go. Yeah.
It better not be where I think it's going
to
be.
No. Well, it's related to it. This week's sponsor, epic, lucrative sponsor is doing everything with your elbows.
Yeah.
Hey. You trying to get in that toilet door? Get the old elbow on it. Hey, you want to shake hands and fist bump? Get that elbow on you.
Elbow bump.
Hey, elbow bump. Hey, do you know that today, right, in partnership with our lucrative sponsor, I went to the toilet on the train and did absolutely everything with my elbows and walked out with my hands in the air like a surgeon.
Because all of the stuff is like a lift.
Didn't get me dick out with my elbows. I have to stress that right now.
Ew!
That wasn't possible.
You couldn't get your dick out with the elbows.
I can't get my dick out. I can't have a wee without touching it.
You do that a lot, actually. You brush your teeth while you... That's one of me beefs. Why are you using
your
beefs?
No, not that. No, that's not what I do. No, so I can actually go to the toilet in public without touching anything in the toilet with my hands and without actually touching my penis as well. Literally.
How?
Without touching it. Undo the zip. Undo the button. Open yourself up so the flies are open, right? Grab the boxer shorts, the top, the elasticated bit. Grab them either side. Pull them down, right? Down past the penis. Back up in between penis and scrotum.
Shaft.
Lift bottom of penis with elastic.
This is horrible.
Right? Okay? Great. Have your wee.
Got the image.
Then up and down. Move it up and down. Move the elastic up and down. Willie jumps up and down.
Great.
Splashes go everywhere. Everyone's having a great time. Whee.
I'm not.
Then closed, like start, go back, do
why,
undo the first few steps.
But why don't you want to touch your own penis?
Because sometimes the toilets don't have any kind of soap or anything, so I'll do the whole thing without touching anything in the whole toilets, and then I'll just leave without it, and then I'll still use the hand sanitizer outside. But you know what I mean?
I'm really glad that we found that out about you.
Hey, I'm here to give to the public. As long as I'm being sponsored, and I have been sponsored by Elbows.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Here is the jingle.
I'm going to press record for the next bit with me elbow.
Yeah, fuck. I'm glad we're drinking today.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back. Thank you for coming back, obviously. We're happy to have you here. Now, we have had a bit of a week, haven't we, Chris?
Intense week. An intense week.
A very successful week. Not going to lie.
Probably one of the most intense weeks of and successful weeks of my life.
Yeah, same here, babes. Listen, little high five. Oh. Arsewipe, there you go. Congratulations and celebrations.
It's annoying that you said arsewipe just as I touched your hand. I feel like now you've wiped your arse and I've touched your hand now.
You'll never know. Sorry about that. So we sold out the tour, nearly. There's still some dates available.
Newcastle, there's some tickets left. Wembley Arena, there's limited availability. We literally almost sold out Wembley Arena in a day.
What, Chris?
You guys are amazing. Thank you.
What are we going to do?
I've got some plans.
Have you now?
Well, did you know? I don't want to give anything away, but did you know my dad can play the spoons?
He actually can. So... Please, no. Your dad is not playing the spoons at Wembley.
Listen. If the people want it, which I guarantee they don't...
If he could play the spoons while I yodel and you do a break dance, that would be pretty cool.
So for refunds, just go to Wembley Arena website. My dad won't be playing the spoons, I'm totally joking. So yeah, so there's some tickets there for Wembley, but bloody not many. Edinburgh's basically, there's a couple of tickets there for Edinburgh and Newcastle as well, if anyone fancy it, but not many. Be quick, we'll love you.
Very exciting. Thank you so much, everyone who went out and purchased one.
Yeah.
As well as that, we won an award.
We won an award.
You are listening to an award.
Oh my God.
That's how I was going to introduce the show.
Really?
Oh, shit the bed.
Go on, you do it again now. Pretend. Everyone, pretend this is the first time.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Chris Ramsey. This is an award-winning podcast.
No, I'm glad he didn't
I should
start
have done
like
it a
that.
Bit
no,
better.
I'm glad
I was going to segue
it.
You sprung it on us.
No, what? I sprung it on you. The award we won a fucking week ago. Sprung it on you, did I? What's the matter with you?
What, do you think it's arrogant? Do you think that was arrogant?
No, it's all right. I mean, the fact that we've just literally... I mean, there was a moment there where we both remembered we'd won an award, so I think that's okay. Starting it with the award-winning podcast would have been a bit shitty.
Can we talk about the funny end of the night at the Global Awards, please?
So, the Global Awards, went to the Arias the day before. We got a bronze in the Arias, which is brilliant, which is apparently very prestigious. But the Global Awards was a bit more of our street, let's be honest with you. Mainly just because it was a big table with free food and loads of drink.
Loads of alcohol.
So much. I had all of the alcohols.
Yeah.
I had all of them.
Yeah, you were mixing them drinks, Ramsey.
Now, listen, before Rosie tells you what happened, right, can I just say, blokes out there... I'm jealous of you. Blokes out there who can get pissed on a night out, make a dick of themselves, maybe say something stupid. You get away with it. You know, you get out, you wake up the next morning, you maybe remember it, but then it's all forgotten when the beer fear wears off. Mine gets documented now because I live with a fucking Instagrammer. So go on then, Rosie. Do you want to explain what happened? For everyone who doesn't follow Rosie on Instagram... You might have missed it because the stories are gone. But to be fair, you've probably put it in your highlights, have you?
I haven't actually.
I fucking don't.
I've still got it though.
Right.
So as we were leaving the Global Awards, it was about, was it like 1 a.m. or something?
Oh, I don't know. I'd had all of the alcohols.
So it was pretty late. But there was some people outside waiting for photos with people. They wanted a couple of pictures with us. And then one of the women said to Chris, as we were leaving, she went, "Ee! You've got more tour tickets going on sale tomorrow morning, haven't you?" She was like, "Yeah." And as Chris was walking away, he went, "Yeah, 10 a.m., baby. 10 a.m., my darling."
I don't know what the accent was. I got so drunk, I don't know. I didn't have my own accent anymore. 10 a.m., baby. 10 a.m., my darling. But the thing is, the lass was a Cockney.
She
didn't have an accent. I don't know where that came from. It just was...
Maybe that sound. I don't know whether you did mean to do an accent. It was just, you were walking off. You were really, like, chuffed with yourself.
I was carrying my award. I was carrying my Global Award.
You were literally like, 10 a.m., baby. Where did baby come from? Why do you say it like bebe?
Look, I don't remember a fucking thing. Right?
10 a.m., my darling.
I had to watch the Insta stories the next day on the train home after the fucking one show. I didn't even know anything of that had happened. I mean, I think maybe every sort of 18 months, I forget that alcohol affects us.
You have a blowout, don't you?
I have a massive blowout and then I regret it for so long. But I need it. So I'm just about to go on tour, my stand-up tour.
Mm.
So I needed a... get back to the hotel room spinning, go and be sick in the toilet. I mean, I was full after prom.
You went for it.
It was bad.
I mean, you are absolutely infuriated. infuriating when you're pissed.
Come on then.
Do you not remember this?
No.
So we got back to the hotel and you were all right, actually. It kind of hit you all of a sudden, apart from the medallions.
Listen, still. Nothing wrong. At least it wasn't angry. I wasn't upset. I wasn't shouting, screaming at anyone. I wasn't starting fights.
Gosh,
in the street.
No.
All I said was, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., baby. 10 a.m., my darling.
That was...
That's the one. Nothing wrong with that. Listen, I was happy. I was chatting to someone. I was performing a service. Beautiful. I was informative.
Beautiful.
I was informative.
I was, honestly, I love a laugh, you know I do. And that gave me a laugh. I was happy to be married at you that moment.
Right.
Anyway, so, got back to the hotel. Yeah. We got room service because we're two greedy big fat pigs.
Yeah.
You were minging drunk. You went to bed because I told you to go to bed because you were like,
Rosie,
I'm going to be sick. I was like, well, you know what? Lie down in bed. If you feel like you're going to be sick, it's a hotel room. You can get to the toilet.
You know what I've just had a flashback of? Do you know what you gave me to be sick in?
The thing that fucking goes silver on top of the
So guys, we're in quite a posh hotel, right? And they bring your room service up and it's got like a silver lid on top, so they go like, voila, madame. And it's like this silver fucking helmet, like lid that goes on the plate. You gave us that to be sick in. Imagine the fucking staff coming and collecting that the next morning. Ah, oh, seems you had the vegetable soup. You seem to have dropped a Jaeger bomb in this.
Why does this soup smell like lager?
My darling.
What time is it? 10 a.m., baby.
It's a nondescript accent that can be used for anything.
It's great. So, I told you to go to bed, and you were like, I think I'm going to be sick. And I was like, well, just wait until you feel like you're going to be sick and then go to the toilet and be sick.
Right.
So I was having a lovely little time, sat,
eating
the club sandwich, extra chips because you weren't there, and watching my iPad, just having a bit of a time, take my makeup off. And then you come back in and you come and sat next to us. I was like, what do you want? You were like, I think I'm going to be sick. I was like...
Sounds exactly like me.
Oh, yeah. And then all you kept doing was apologising. And I was like, Chris, okay, but I'm not mad. Like, you were like, I'm so sorry. I was like, please.
Listen, how much did you fancy us in that moment?
Oh, honestly?
Percentage?
Oh, 3.
Oh, fucking hell. That hurt a little bit. I hurt a little bit, that. But you know what?
The only thing that looked nice was your hair.
Brilliant. Oh, well, I'll take that. I went to the toilet. I had to vom. I vommed. And then, I went to sleep. Woke up in the morning. Felt just as bad. Well, I'll tell you, this is the annoying bit. So I got up, went and been sick again. You were getting ready for the train. Thankfully, you just left us to just lie there in my own filth.
Mm.
Then you left. And after I'd like sort of been sick again, I was like, right, okay, I'm really hungover. I'm going to go back to sleep. Ironically, bloody 10 a.m., baby, 10 a.m., my darling, was the reason I couldn't go to sleep, because the tour went on sale and my phone was going fucking ballistic. So I lay there, hungover as anything. The fact that I'd got hung, like, pissed and excited and told her it was 10 a.m., at 10 a.m., the phone was like, nah, you're getting up now. I set my alarm for 12, baby, 12, my darling. And I ended up getting up at bloody 10:15 a.m., baby,
well,
my darling, because my phone was going fucking off it. It was just, honestly, it was the weirdest hangover I've ever had, because I was terrified because I knew I had the one show in like 6 hours time, and I was like, oh my God, I'm doing live telly in a bit. I knew I'd be okay 6 hours, do you know what I mean? But I was like really sad and really upset, but then also so happy that the tour was selling well, and I'm getting all these updates on my phone. Did I tell you about the cereal I got?
What?
In the hotel. So I knew I needed food. I was like, right, I've been sick again. I need to throw some food into
my
face.
I don't understand how people are sick the next day. I've never done that.
There was just nothing. There was nothing. I mean, I don't want to get too disgusting here, but nothing came up. It was just like,
bile.
Oh, it was disgusting. Anyway, I phoned up room service and I went, yeah, I was like, all right, mate, listen, can I just get like, I was like, you got special care. Like, bless him, I was hungover and like a northeast accent. Took him so long to work out what special care was, and then he was like, no, I've got cornflakes. I went, mate, just bring us like loads of cornflakes. And he went, okay. And I went, like, loads. I was like an offensive amount of cornflakes. And he went, for one or two people, sir. I went, it's for one, but pretend it's for two. And I'm not joking, he bought us a fucking bucket of, like, the biggest. Can you remember the old 90s adverts where they'd put the cornflakes or the cereal in the giantest, most biggest bowl ever? I could have literally climbed into the fucking bowl.
Did
I could have sat in it the full fucking lot.
Oh, right. That's
there must have been half a box of cornflakes in there, and I demolished them. And then I sat looking at the updates on my phone for the tour and had a little cry.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, so that was my...
What a lovely morning.
I just kept it up this from Wembley Arena, crying, hungover in my pants, just going, me and my wife are selling out Wembley.
You didn't tell us you had a cry.
My darling, yeah.
I've had loads of cries, me.
Cheeky
all
little
the time.
Cry. Cheeky little cry.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how I did the one show. I got there and I felt absolutely fine. Someone got us a Big Mac, so that was amazing. And then I did the one show.
Love a Big Mac.
It was bloody fantastic. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. Well, we had a lovely big argument the other day, didn't we?
Oh, yeah. People wanted to know about when the elderly women were nasty to you.
Right. So what happened was, is that thing, parents out there, you'll know, right? Sometimes you're with your kid and your kid all day is... a piece of shit. The kid acts like a piece of shit. And they wind you up. And basically, he was good. He was being great. He was fine. But then for this one moment, he stood in a doorway in an antique shop. Mm-hmm. And I went out of the way. And he just, sometimes your kid just decides. They go, no, you know what? No.
Yeah.
Just no.
Yeah.
And I went out. People are coming, son. Out of the way. Out of the way. And I was trying to grab his hand. And he was literally... swooping his hand around. Have you ever tried, like, in school, you would try and grab someone's hand and be like moving the hand around? Oh, man.
That's his thing at the
minute. Oh, he loves a bit of that. Or if you go, give me that, he'll like hold it away from you in the air, and you're like, oh, hey, yeah. I could get it, but I'm not going to. I'm going to keep asking you like a fool. So we're standing in the doorway in this antique shop in Blimmin, God knows where we were, somewhere in Northumberland. And I'm going, come here. People in the way, Robin, come here, son. People in the way, come here. And I like sort of just grabbed a hold of like the side of his hoodie and I went, get out of the way, man. But I'm obviously that I talk the way I talk. So maybe they heard like a football hooligan going, get out the way. They heard Barry Beef.
Yeah.
Right? But I literally went and I had the side of his head. I went, come, get out of the way. Come here. And these two older ladies who were trying to get past, they just did that thing where someone just judges your parent. And, and they went, oh, no. Literally, when they went, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. He was fine. He was fine. And I went, and this is what you saw. You turned around and you saw me go, he wasn't fine. He wasn't listening. I had to move him. That's what you saw. And they both glared at us like they wanted to kill us. But I didn't see that because I was walking away thinking, that's that situation over and done with because that's how my brain works. And then I got to you and you were like, why have you just... spat in the open mouths of those two women.
Well, I just turned around to you having a fight with two older ladies and then thinking, what's going on? Why is this happening?
It wasn't a fight, but it was that thing. It was that thing where they go, oh, no, what are you doing? I disapprove of that. And I've decided, even though I don't know this child, that he's fine. He wasn't fine. He wasn't listening. He was directly disobeying his dad in a moment where he shouldn't have been disobeying his dad. And I just literally tugged him out of the way. But they acted like it. But what they don't know, these people, parents out there, you'll know this, when people judge your parent, if you ever have to discipline your child in public and people judge your parent, what they don't know is if someone came in with a gun and put a gun to my head and said, kill everyone in this room or I'm going to kill your kid, those two ladies would be the first to go down. Don't, like, I love him more than anything. I'll do anything for him. But that moment, he wasn't fucking listening.
Why you have to go to that sort of analogy?
It's how I explain things.
You bloody love an analogy, I swear
I
to
would.
God.
If someone came in and said, you know, I'm going to take your kid away or you have to murder everyone in this room, fucking let's dance. You're all getting killed.
Oh, don't, because I had a dream last night where we got robbed.
Right.
And Robin got, like, stolen. It was really
stolen.
Horrible.
Oh.
Honestly.
Oh, that is a dream, that.
I know.
Bloody fantastic.
We're hidden
that.
The cupboard, but oh, don't. It was really awful. But bring him back in a week.
Bring him back when he's seven. Bring him back when he fucking listens.
Oh, me babe.
I'm joking, he's the best.
Oh, it would kill us. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Chris.
Oh.
All right.
Hello.
Mate. How are you doing? It's Barry.
It's Barry. Hiya, Barry.
Hi, what who do you think it was like?
Just couldn't see your face, Barry, so I was just checking.
People been ringing you, Chris, wanting to have a word.
Yeah, actually.
Everything all right?
Yeah, well, no, most of your family are getting involved. That's irritating.
Oh, I heard you were in London at the minute.
It's not part of your pre-planned repertoire, is it not, Barry? Come on then, what? Yeah, what's this about London? We're in London, man.
Just wondered if you wanted to come round me pad that I've got at the minute.
Shh, you've got a fucking place in London.
Oh yeah, I've got a few, Chris. I've got
You've
a
got
few.
You've got a few Aye. Places in London.
Aye.
What?
I'm just currently sat in me little house. Got one Belgravia. Yeah. Bulgaria. I've forgot how you say it.
Bulgari. The brand, the fashion brand.
The Belgravia. The housing.
Do you want to pick somewhere else?
Notting Hill.
There we go. You got a place in Notting
Hill? I've got one Notting Hill, got one Belgrave, got one Camden, got them all out of place. Listen,
Jesus Christ,
but
Barry.
What I'm getting
in touch
with. Thank you. Getting in touch. I heard that you're doing the tour.
Yeah.
Just ringing for that money that yours.
I beg your pardon.
Chris. Because I've read in the papers, you're doing the tour, you're earning a lot of money. I just want that money back that you owe us because I want to keep it safe for Rosie because don't trust you, Chris.
What money do I owe you?
I knew you'd do this. I lent you that money in trust.
Right. What was it for?
Do you want to say on the radio?
The radio!
But I lent you that money and you said you'd get me that back.
All right. How much was
interest?
It?
Interest 80 million. I didn't ask any questions, Chris. I trust you. Handshake.
80 million.
I want it back.
Is that with interest?
With interest. Tax deductible.
Can I set up some kind of direct debit scheme where I can give you it by the month?
Aye.
Yeah.
Just before I go, how's me Ben? How's the Ben?
You mean Robin?
Aye, is that his name, aye? Married. Good looking kid.
He's fine, aye.
Great, right, I've got a gun.
Right.
I'm off. I'll be there in a minute. Right, my lass. Try, don't tell Rosie. Oh, shit. Bye.
Jesus fucking Christ. Gets more and more ridiculous every week. Houses all under London and he's lent us 80 million quid. Fuck did he lend us that for?
Hey, was that Barry?
Fuck's sake. What's your beef? Jesus Christ.
My beef this week, Christopher Ramsey, is you are very frightened about catching coronavirus. So much so that you had a tickly throat the other day and you thought, do you think this could be coronavirus?
Listen, right. I don't like the panic as much as anyone else, right? Mm. But there's only so many times I can hear people fucking freaking out about it and not believe it. I couldn't even watch the news this morning because it was on.
That's another one. The other beef is, I put the news on this morning, BBC Breakfast. Chris said, I can't watch this. And I said, why? And he said, I just can't watch the news at the minute.
Honestly, right? I had a couple of days off social media because I was avoiding the UFC result. Because when the UFC happens, if anyone realises if I'm not on social media on a Sunday or a Monday or a Tuesday, it's because I haven't had a chance to watch a UFC, so I don't want to see who's won. And I'm just so much happier when I'm not on. And I literally go on. And can I just say a massive shout out to Lad Bible and Uni Lad, right? Because they're definitely listening. Because they did like a full on video cutting through all the bullshit of coronavirus. And it was like, look, don't panic. And it was all. Because the media are just fucking doing it for clicks.
Well, I think because you've got a little touch of health anxiety.
I've got that as well.
So
yeah.
I can understand that. Ugh. But just, you know what? In future, babe, ring your mum.
My beef with you this week is, and I'm honestly, it's starting to drive us mad, right? To the point of where I was in this specific room with our son last night, or this morning, I think, and I had to rectify the problem, and I went, oh, as I was doing it.
Is it the clothes on the floor?
And Robin went, no, and it's not the clothes on the floor. And Robin went, so mad at Dad? And I had to go, nothing, son. You insist, when you finish brushing your teeth, you insist on putting your toothbrush right on the side of the sink, right next to the tap. Mm-hmm. Even though you've picked it up from the designated toothbrush area where the charger is, yeah?
Next to the toilet.
Yeah, you've picked it up from that. It's on a shelf miles above the toilet.
Shit particles.
Ooh, who's got health anxiety now, Rosie? Eh?
Just don't want to be brushing my teeth with your shit, Chris.
Eh?
Thanks.
My shit? You're joking. You've definitely, you use that toilet 100% more than me.
Well, I don't want to be brushing my teeth with my shit.
Well,
thanks,
I respect
Chris.
That. You literally, you take it off that little shelf. You must
I
pick it up off that little
you.
Shelf.
Oh, really?
So you pick it off that little shelf. Do you know why it's always on the little shelf? Because Muggins here puts it back on that little shelf. Because you never fucking put it on that shelf.
Listen.
You must walk into that bathroom, look at the tap and go, where's my toothbrush? Where could it be? Oh, it's there. All right. Brush, 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 brush. right back next to the cold tap. So A, it's in the way of the fucking cold tap.
Why is this a problem?
It's just in the way of the tap. You can't do anything. It's just there. And it's always soaking wet. You don't dry it. It's soaking wet, standing there in its own filth. Bloody coronavirus running down the side of it.
Its own filth.
Sick of it. Well, put it in the designated toothbrush area.
I don't want to.
Why?
The reason I put my toothbrush on the side is because on that little side bit there, that's the sink. And it means that when I wash my hands, I can kind of just wipe around the sink area. Does that make sense?
Well, not if your toothbrush is standing there, you can't.
I know, but then the other bit is the tiles. So, oh, yeah.
There's a designated toothbrush area where it should stand. Mm. And I'd like it to go there from now on. Because you put it right in front of the cold tap. I can't use that cold tap. I come in to fill up my water bottle.
Oh, sorry. I don't care.
Well, that's just offensive. That's just offensive. Unbelievable.
I do love you, though.
Well,
3%. 10 a.m, baby.
10 a.m, my darling. It's time for questions from the public.
Public. So this week, because we are in London, we haven't brought our laptops with us, so we got lots of this.
Yeah, there's rustling. Apologies for if you can hear the chairs as well. We're in very squeaky chairs here. Apologies if you can hear them.
I'm loving that this is a Plonkcast.
Plonkcast. Oh, hey. That's the thing. We walked into the office where our management is, literally with a bottle of wine, just like going to the podcast studio, going, we're going to go report the podcast. Like every time I'm here, last time I was here with you, I didn't drink in the building, but I did put some lager in the fridge to cool down. They must think
who
I've got problems.
Who do we think we are?
Honestly, I tell you who we think we are. People who nearly sold out Wembley to do that. So we think
listen,
we are.
Listen, yeah, eh? Cheers
award
to
winning.
That.
Eh? Eh?
You're welcome.
So I made the mistake, dear listener, of telling Rosie that I think it must have been when I was drunk. Hmm. I said I've been a comedian for years and I've never won anything. And now that Rosie got involved, I've won stuff.
Yeah.
So now and then Rosie will just randomly walk up. It should have been my beef this week. You will randomly just walk up to me in the house and just touch my leg and look us in the eye and say, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
And it's obnoxious and it's really fucking irritating.
It's true though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Quick question for you. How do you feel about an unknown carpet?
Sorry?
I'll explain this.
Okay.
We've recently moved house and my husband can't understand why I couldn't stand on the carpet without slippers on. I can't stand the thought of having my bare skin touch a carpet that I have no knowledge of. Just to confirm, friends and family's carpets are fine, but rental houses, Airbnbs, certain hotel chains, etc. are not okay.
My first question is going to be what about hotels? But the phrase certain hotel chains has absolutely let me into her world in a way that I didn't think I'd get in.
She said, Chris, I feel like you'll be with me on this, and Rosie, if you're not, what the fuck is wrong with you? And that's from Lauren. Thank you, Lauren.
Wow. I can get on board with that. I can get on board with that.
How long do you live in a house that you've bought? Yeah. Where you move in, you go, the carpets are all right. Actually, they're quite decent.
Yeah.
How long is it before you get really comfortable in amongst them carpets? Because I can see where she's coming from.
Now, I don't want to sound like a snob here, but I can completely tell. But my last two houses, so my first house, my world-famous bungalow that I had,
the bachelor bungalow.
The bachelor bungalow. The one-story glory. just made that up there.
Well
happy
done.
Really happy. Hey,
oh,
cheers.
Oh, hey, cheers. Hey.
What a self-congratulatory couple of wankers we are once we won an award. Anyway, that was a new build. So that had, like, the carpets were there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have we told the story about how the poor lady who showed us round had purchased it?
Yes, I think we have.
We told that.
Yes.
Well, the poor lady, she purchased it. She picked all the carpets and stuff.
She worked for the company, didn't she?
She worked for the company. And then, bless her, something happened in her chain or the house, so she couldn't get it. And then I turned up, bought it. I was hungover. I was sick in the toilet.
There's a pattern here.
Yeah.
You just vomiting everywhere.
Hey,
that's nice.
Hey, didn't apologise to her, baby. Now, my darling. Now, so they were new, is what I'm saying. They were new carpets. And in our house that we live in now, we got the carpets redone because we had to rewire it. So it was like, you know, had to do everything again.
Yeah.
I can understand, but I don't want to sound like an idiot here, but I feel like I'd be able to tell if I'll be all right with the carpet or not.
What do you mean? By the pile?
I just feel like a bit of tell. A bit, you can smell. You can smell the carpet. I mean, you can get a carpet cleaner if you've just moved into somewhere. But I rented a place in Manchester once and I went and bought a new mattress. Because I was like, I'm going to live here for 6 months. I need a new mattress. And the landlord was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I need to go and I'm going to go and buy a new mattress.
When you rent somewhere, do you sleep on someone's mattress?
Yeah, the mattress was already there on the bed. And it was like...
Wow.
People will be listening now going, what a fucking loser. Okay. But I did. I went and bought another mattress because I was like, I'm not sleeping. I can't. And I know I'm a total hypocrite because in hotels, you're basically sleeping on... like the slag of all mattresses,
it's
with someone else every night. The pillows and everything.
But it's just for a couple of nights.
Yeah,
it's not your bed. I totally, you know me. I could sleep on a bare mattress, right?
I caught you doing it the other
day. I've done it before.
I caught you doing it the other day.
As long as it's mine,
yeah,
and all the stains are mine, then I'm quite happy with that. Do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah,
I couldn't be sleeping on somebody else's your pillow before your mattress.
Your pillow's the pits, like
still going.
It's actually horrendous.
I know.
Yeah. It wouldn't look out. You could literally drop it as a prop in like CSI Miami or something. Like it looks like someone was murdered on that pillow. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't help it.
Look at you getting offended about it's your stinking pillow.
It's tan and it's like slaver in that.
It's just
that's saliva.
Yeah, saliva. Yeah.
Anyway, what are you banging on about this mattress?
I just think that I get what this person means. I completely get what this person means.
Was there no end of that story?
No. It was just I was just saying I'm a bit like her because I couldn't sleep on a different mattress. Mm. Now all I'm saying is I get it with the carpet thing and I do get it with a certain hotel thing. But you know what really upsets me?
What
really sends me over the edge? Carpet in bathrooms.
Oh, I know.
Fucking hell.
I know. It's very 70s.
Oh, God. And then sometimes it's like, hey, we've got lino. There's no carpet. Oh, great, no carpet. That's hygienic. Hold on, we'll put a rug around the toilet.
Yeah.
Why? Why have you done that?
See, I've never... as a woman, that's not a problem.
Right.
Having carpet in a bathroom as a woman isn't really an issue because we don't drip in that everywhere. But now, obviously living with you and having a little boy... you can't be having carpet around the loo.
Don't you dare be blaming his drips on me. I hit the ball every single time. I pride myself on my aim. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
All right, well, him then. He sprays aloe with a piss.
Tim, he doesn't realise sometimes that his knob's like stuck to his thigh and he weighs and it just fucking goes like all over the wall and that.
He hit me poor sister. It's every time I see our kid.
She's got two little boys,
hasn't
she?
She's got the two lads who are like 9 and 10. She's got a husband. Every time I see her, she mentions piss around the toilet.
I swear. Hey, she sounds like good crack.
It's just like
Jesus.
It's like
hey, Rosie, I hear you won an award. Yeah, you know, piss on toilets. Let's talk about that instead.
Fuck my me. Life with these one. Kids.
Hey, Kate, change your record, will you? Change the pissy record. Christ alive.
But it's true, though, because they're like two little boys and they have sword fights and I've seen them. They have fights with the wee and that and everything.
They have fights with the wee.
Mangy.
I mean, I've seen them the weirdest bit. What are you doing watching that?
Well, like, when they've been in the toilet...
I've seen them.
I haven't gone in and checked. I've just walked past and I've been like, oi!
Didn't she...
pack that in.
I remember she actually sent a photo. I think she had it on Facebook once and she was like, boys are disgusting. And it was... there was a smell in a room. This gave me a slight panic attack, actually. There was a smell in the room, and she said she'd emptied the bin and everything. She couldn't tell what it was, and then she lifted the bin up, and there was a, like, green, mouldy banana peel stuck under the bin.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll never forget that. That really upset me, that did.
Well, because you just weren't that kind of kid.
Nah, I wasn't. I was not a pro. I'm still not a proper boy.
No.
I'm not disgusting or dirty. I'm very, very clean. Hence buying a new mattress when I rented the place. Fucking landlord was over the moon.
I bet. Literally, did you leave it there?
Yeah, cool. Well, I didn't take my mattress with us. I just left it there and moved to a different house.
Are you kidding us? I'd have took it with us.
Well, I bought a new bed, didn't I, the next place, and it was an IKEA mattress, so it wasn't the one.
Oh, I have it.
It's very boring. Very boring story.
I know.
You've delved into a boring story there.
I know.
Tell you what, let's talk about piss around toilets like you and Kate.
Can't wait. Let's get him.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right, I've got one for you here.
Yes.
I was going through the questions the other day and I found this. And you know how I've said time and time again that I'm so glad I'm married to you? You know, because I love you, etc. But yeah, mainly because I can't be asked to be out there dating again, ever, because it's wrong.
I totally understand that.
Yeah, I think we both feel the same. Mm-hmm. I got this and I just felt so bad for the poor lady in question, right? So listen to this, right? A few months ago, I came out of a 7-year relationship, and being newly single in my 30s, I thought I would give this Tinder lark a go. Bad idea already, in my
Never
opinion.
Never been on there.
Nah, I'm glad. So, diving right back on the horse.
Which part of the horse,
jumping
exactly?
On, jumping on the horse. But okay, jumping right back on the horse. I arranged a few dates with some guys. Mm. Two lessons I immediately learned. Dating in your 30s is very different from your 20s. Mm. I wouldn't recommend it. And also, don't ever put on your Tinder profile looking to have some fun in life.
That means sex.
Yeah, brackets. I was basically unknowingly asking for no strings, humpy pumpy.
Oh, is this a woman or a man?
Yeah, I think it's a woman.
Oh, bless her.
This is the story of one of my dates a few weeks ago that was so bizarre I had to tell you, but unfortunately not the only weird one I have been on since becoming single.
I'm excited.
I met this guy in Guildford. It's really fucking weird and just strange.
Okay.
And I think the guy's seen too many films. But listen anyway.
Okay.
I met this guy in Guildford Town Centre and he seemed fairly nice. Got a drink and chatting. Halfway through the date, I started telling him about my job as a chef. When he stopped me and leant in as if he was going to tell me a secret or give me a compliment. As I leant over, waiting to find out what he interrupted my story to say, he whispered to me, "I want to ride you like a pony while you sit on my face."
Oh, God.
Well, at first I thought he was having a joke. Then I looked at him and realised he was being deadly serious. I tried to laugh it off and said thanks, but his raunchy idea wasn't actually logistically possible.
How'd you ride someone like a pony while he sat on their face?
When I got this email, I sat for a good 20 minutes. I mean, I nearly drew a diagram on the whiteboard. I couldn't get my head round it.
He's just said the sex things that come to his head.
Yeah, it's like it's on shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
It's like one of the movies where I imagine he's on the date for the first time and all these like frat dudes are in they're in a van outside and they've got a walkie-talkie and he's got an earpiece in. It's slightly broke up. So like it was right about or and he didn't hear the or and he just said both.
Great.
He just replied, "So you were talking about your job," as if nothing weird had been said.
No.
Isn't that fucking creepy to just go, "There's that," and then, "So you were talking about your job." He's read a book or he's fucking got an idea somewhere of like,
There'll be a book out there of how to get laid.
Yeah.
Oh, give them a bit of this and they'll be loving it. Oh, God. Horrible.
So, I tried to continue the date as normally as possible, as if, thinking maybe I would give him the benefit of the doubt and another chance to redeem himself, just in case it was indeed said as a joke. So we carried on talking and then he said, "Are you perving on me?" I was confused and I said, "Excuse me, what do you mean?" And then he said, "Well, you keep looking at me when we are talking. When I am into someone, I don't look right at them." I'm sorry, but where the fuck am I supposed to look? She's written here.
I hate him.
Yep.
I hate the guy
on the table behind, question mark. Then I decided this date was not for me. Gave my excuses and he walked me back to my car.
Wouldn't be having him walking me nowhere.
He said, I wouldn't want him to know me, Reg.
No.
He said the ball's in my court if I wanted to contact him again. Brackets, I don't. Then I got into my car to go home. When he knocked on my window, I wound it down to find out what he wanted. He reached out.
No, what he said.
This is the creepiest thing I've ever heard of.
Right, this is at a car.
I felt a little bit sick.
She's rolled down the window.
She's rolled down the window and he's bent down looking the window.
Oh, he's going to stick. He's going to lob his knob in.
It's actually worse than lobbing the knob in. I would rather he lob the knob in. He reached out, touched his finger to the tip of my nose and said, "Drive safe, angel princess." She's written here. A little bit of sick came up into my mouth at that point. Safe to say, I will not be contacting him ever again.
Oh, angel princess. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Poor love.
Bless her.
If you're listening,
mate, we wish you all the best. But fuck me. That could have only been worse if he leant in and he just touched her on the nose and he went, 10 a.m., baby.
10 a.m., my darling.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie, I'm listening to episode 47 where the...
Sorry. Dear who?
Oh, there's no Chris. I'm sorry.
Dear Rosie.
There's no Chris.
I'll just go outside, shall I?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Fucking hell. Created a monster?
No, I genuinely did.
This is unbelievable.
Sorry.
Have you printed all these out, but have you deleted my name from all these emails?
I promise you, I swear.
Anyone emailing shagmarinoid @gmail.com, please remember, there's two of us here. Unbelievable.
Sorry, babe. I did not realise that when I did it.
Ah, yeah, fucking loved it. That's why you read it. Are you searching for Dear Rosie in the Instagram?
No.
In the inbox, sorry.
Maybe. Yeah, right. All right, yeah. Maybe. Dear Rosie and Chris, just write that in there.
Bullshit.
I'm listening to episode 47, where the lady was telling you guys about finding her sister on a porn site. You remember that one?
Yeah, I remember her. Yeah.
And I had to pause it to email you.
Wow.
I have a story that tops that.
Well, can I just say, because you forgot who I was, I bet you it doesn't top that, and I bet you it's a shit story. But carry on.
It might have been me that deleted it. I don't know when I copied and pasted it.
Here we go! Look at that.
No,
look
when I copied and pasted it, memories it went missing.
Heavens above.
Oh, yeah. Please keep me anonymous.
Okay.
Me and my husband got engaged in 2009. And not long after, he was deployed abroad for a few months. He was happily telling everyone that we were to get married after he got home and showing off my face pictures. Showing off my pictures, and it's got in brackets face, so it's just
right.
Pictures. Why didn't you just say pictures of my face?
Because no, I agree with that caveat. I do, because
okay.
Obviously, you know, the squad, he's obviously army or navy or air force or air force, fucking hell, RAF,
yeah.
So he's, you know. You think he's going to be out with the lads and all this. But to be fair, what that says to me is that says that she's definitely sent him nudes. She's definitely sent him nudes. 1,000,000% she has sent him nudes.
But he's just shown them the face.
Well, he's told her that he's just showed the face.
Right.
But do you understand the way she's phrased that?
Yeah.
So she's definitely sent her, full-on clout out photos, right?
Yeah.
But he said, "Oh yeah, I just showed you,
just the face, just the face. I only showed them your face."
Sarge, look at that. Don't zoom out, whatever you do.
Yeah.
Oh, you zoomed out.
Oh God, goodness me.
Why are you naming face? Them? We all know what you said. Tits, two of them. Fanny, bum, knee. Keep zooming. Feet. Keep zooming. Car that you're sitting in.
Sky,
sun.
Chris, I'm literally crying. This is ridiculous. Okay, so he was happily telling everyone
and showing off my face pictures when one of the guys he was sharing barracks with went very red.
Oh.
Are you ready? He pulled my husband to one side and told him he needed to tell him something.
Oh.
This guy had been window shopping, with finger quotes,
right,
on an adult dating site, and he had seen a very naked woman he believed to be me.
Right. This, right.
You ready?
I've already got opinions on this.
Okay.
Right.
He was certain...
Can I just say he was invested? He was invested if he knew from a glance at her face that it was a different photo of her naked on a site. He was invested.
He was invested with her face
with
on
the
another
naked,
way.
Yeah, oh, with yeah. this. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he was site. Certain it was me. In fact, he had even been chatting with the woman in question that morning.
Yeah, yeah.
So he was 100% positive I was cheating on my husband.
There we go. Yeah. Oh.
I know.
Goodness me.
Are you ready? Obviously, hubby was very, very pissed off. And on our next call, I got a whole lot of abuse for being a cheating percentage mark dollar sign star exclamation mark.
That's what people put. Yeah, for, yeah.
I'm going to say...
How many is there?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4 in a full stop. That's
slag.
Twat.
That's slag. Oh, slag. Slag or twat. Or shit. There's loads of them. Four letters. It's four
babe.
Letters,
babe.
Yeah. Dude.
Cheating you dude. Are a cheating dude. I hate you, cunt.
Lass.
Right.
Gal.
Yeah.
With two L's. Imagine, no, genuinely though, imagine being told that and then having to wait till the next call. Like, fucking poor guy. It must be so hard doing that job and being, he must have had to wait for so, just to fucking raging.
Mm.
Oh my God. Okay, come on.
I had absolutely no idea what was going on. Once I got him to calm down, I asked if he had seen the pictures for himself. He hadn't, so I begged him to go look to prove it wasn't me and asked him to try and get word to me when he had done so.
As if he didn't check. What a fucking idiot.
I know. So this person said...
I've literally flip-flopped. I was literally like, poor guy. Now I'm like, what a dick. Like...
Surely you'd check, though. Although,
yeah.
If you're out there and somebody's like, mate...
Well, it might be someone he trusts. I mean, I can only imagine what the camaraderie must be like when you go through shit like that with someone.
And
I mean,
not that. You are miles away from your partner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. No, of course. It's understandable.
As a wife of a husband who works away a lot, you know, I've got
my picture.
I mean,
there's work and away. There's work and away, then there's work and away.
Well, I know, but I've got my picture dotted all over the place. So if you ever found out, I'd be, you know, worried. Can I have a top up, please?
Thankfully, we don't get very good signal in the two of them.
This is frustrating. 3 very, very confused days waiting to hear what the outcome was.
Bless. See?
You are
see?
Right.
See?
Mm-hmm.
Horrible. Oh.
I can tell you I was never prepared for what would come when he finally got back to me. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Yes. The profile was in my name, but the photo was of... Are you ready for this?
I thought, yeah.
Dot, 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 dot. My auntie.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Now, I must point out that there is less than 10 years between me and my auntie, and we do look quite similar, but still, the cheeky cow was using my name to show off all her bits and chat up men in uniform.
Wow.
I was mortified,
that's
as was
phenomenal.
My poor husband. Not only had he gone mad at me thinking that I was cheating on him, but he then ended up seeing my auntie in the nip.
Fucking wonderful.
Oh, gosh, can you imagine that?
Wow.
Catfished by your auntie?
Wow.
So it wasn't her in the picture, but the must look...
The must look really
the must look similar.
But it was her name.
But
so
she's
the
used
name.
Her,
well,
used
there we go then. So
name.
He's like, this is me. And the guy's like, thought, oh,
but
it must just be a similar name. And then he saw the photo and he thought, fucking hell, it's the same name and they look exactly the same.
Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just use a pseudonym? Is it like a different name? Why is that right? Pseudonym?
Yeah, pseudonym. Yeah.
Author.
Yeah, you're an author now.
Great.
Can you imagine it was like, so what, I don't know what her name is, but imagine her name's like, I don't know, Lorraine Smith.
Mm.
Imagine the profile said Auntie Lorraine Smith. Oh no, hold on, it's her auntie, look, it's got auntie written there.
How do you not know that?
Hey, beautiful.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I've been with my boyfriend for over 5 years now and we've been properly living together for two. Since we've been living together, I've noticed my boyfriend always has to take a shit with the light on.
Right.
Whenever I ask him why he does it, he insists it helps him shit. This winds me up for two reasons. One, we're renting in London, and that's already expensive enough with the added on-off of the light switch to aid his shitting.
Fuck, I didn't say Ebenezer Scrooge.
And well, two...
Is he for real?
He does it during the day when it's light.
Right.
Please confirm my suspicions that he's weird, and this is not a thing, and he can shit in the dark. Thanks, Kat.
Sorry.
So he,
what's our problem here? That he has the light on, even if it's light.
Because he has to turn the light on to have a poo.
Well, what? So they must have a dark, shady little bathroom.
Well, she's saying when it's light, even during the day, he puts it on.
Yeah, but it must be a shady kind of bathroom. Like,
I think
some
it's part
days,
of his process.
Really?
So much so that she has felt the need to email in to complain about that.
So does she want the shit in the dark on a night? Is that what she wants? She wants some shit. I love a poo in the dark. Oh, hey.
I've never done that.
Fantastic.
Is
absolutely
it?
Fantastic.
Why?
Sometimes I leave the landing light on, leave the door open a little bit, so there's a bit of light coming in, but just poo in the dark. I feel like I'm in the forest or something.
Wow.
I think I'm going back to my roots. Not that I'm from a forest, but you know what I mean.
Groot? Is that
I am
you?
Groot. I don't know how much light he needs. Maybe it's a little shady little bathroom.
Okay, I get it. Do you know what it reminded me of?
What?
I keep on shitting with the lights on. I keep on shitting with the lights on.
Oh, God. Oh.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Okay, I've got another one for you here. This is a little bit long, but it's from a health professional. I was working as a doctor and resource in A&E when we received an alert call that an elderly gentleman was being brought in by an ambulance and the presenting complaint was a seizure.
Oh.
The staff were primed and ready to go for this potential emergency when the paramedics strolled in with big Cheshire Cat grins on their faces. You could see the story almost bursting out of the lead paramedic.
Great.
Now, usually a handover is a brief and concise history with things including what treatment the paramedics had administered. This was not the case here, however. The paramedic instead prepared us for this epic tale.
Oof.
Let me set the scene. She's put. He declared as we all gathered around. He told us in detail how he entered the property, the door was fortunately unlocked, to find an unlikely sight. They entered the room to find the floor covered in empty bottles of alcohol and porn magazines.
Magazines?
Old school. Old school.
Wow. Is it weird that that's the first thing we took from that? The alcohol I completely ignored. I was like, all right, cool. Magazines.
Porn magazines.
I just like the articles. All right.
However, more unusual was the sight of a man's arse stuck up in the air wearing a white thong.
Happy days.
The elderly gentleman had somehow fallen and had got stuck in a bent over position, sort of resembling a triangle. With his face on the floor and his mobile phone, from which he had called 999, still playing porn. He's double porning.
He's double porning. He's got the...
Oh, what you look at?
He's got the video. So he's got a video on, but he's also got the... He's got the magazines all laid out in case his gaze wanders.
It's like audio and visual. I'd like to add that this is at 11 a.m.
Oh, why is it written...
It is weird.
Is the alcohol weird at that time or is it the porn?
I think it's a bit of both.
I don't know what's weird. I'm trying to think what's the earliest I've ever had a wank.
Oh, great.
I don't know.
Oh, romance.
Listen, hey, cheers. You want to be part of this double
hey,
action.
Listen, cheers. Cheers to your... What time was it then? 8?
No, I don't... I mean, I wouldn't like to put a number on it.
5:30.
Does it count if you haven't been to sleep? I'm joking.
What time was your earliest
one? I don't know. I'm just trying to
Yes,
think.
You do. You do. You just don't want to tell us. Come on. 6 a.m.
I reckon I've probably had one.
7?
Easily before 9 in the morning, I reckon.
You're a dirty dog.
Easily before 9 in the morning. There was 7. Never any fucking magazines involved, like. Jesus.
Bit of alcohol. Right. They quickly helped the poor chap up, only to be surprised yet again. He had fashioned a homemade cock ring out of an elastic band and his peas and his penis was looking very sorry for itself.
Oh, my God.
He told the paramedics that he had had a seizure and he had no idea what he had done or was doing.
Great, that's a good get out. Fucking brilliant get out of
that. Well, I adopted my best poker face as I went to see the gentleman. He was very confused and wasn't making much sense.
Excellent.
His penis was particularly swollen and most likely at risk of some real damage at this point.
Whoa.
As the A&A sister and myself were about to cut off the thong and the elastic band... No.
Like a fucking... Do you know when a fish gets caught in a fucking four-pack... A four-pack of cans thing.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. They're cutting off the thong and the elastic band. Curtains were thrown open to reveal his family pushing into the cubicle.
No way.
And I don't mean his immediate family. I mean his extended family.
Oh, right.
There must have been 12 of them of varying ages all seeing... their relative in all his glory.
Right. I'm sorry to be sort of negative here, but he's got a few quid.
Why do you
say
that?
Well, he's got a few quid.
They've all come to check.
Oh, he's gone to hospital. Oh, quick, everyone, get your coat. What do you want? Do you want that new car, Denise? Yeah. Do you want that new car?
Pervy Uncle Dave, he's in the hospital now, man. I've just had a phone call.
Oh, Jesus, that's sad. I'm telling you, that's the crack. Oh,
you ready?
And guess what? You know what? It fucking serves them right. The soy's fucking cock-ringed, you know, thrust up, bloody tied up, saddle whipped. I don't even think that's a thing.
Nothing to do with the saddle whip.
I don't know.
After telling them off, shooing them out and apologising to the poor man, we released him from his elastic burdens.
that's the phrase I was looking for. Elastic burdens. Why is it sounds like a fucking Marilyn Manson song?
Elastic burdens.
You know when he did Tainted Love? It went elastic Marilyn Manson burdens. Elastic burdens.
No, 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 no.
Elastic burdens. Jesus.
Chafage
love.
As Chris likes detail.
I do like detail. Thank you. Hey, thank you for remembering I'm part of this podcast, by the way, that person.
What are you talking about?
They put dear Chris at the top.
They did put Chris and
Rosie.
Yeah,
yeah,
see?
But I'm
one
getting
of your
specifics
fans.
Now. I'm getting specifics.
Right. How he acquired the thong is still a mystery.
Wow.
It was definitely not his wife's, as she was a larger lady, and these fit him very well.
Sorry, he had a wife? Where was his wife?
His wife's there.
Jesus.
With the family.
Oh, great.
Okay. Either it was purposely bought, or worse, his daughter's. But that's just...
That is,
you know,
awful.
Slander.
So he's put the thong on so tight, he's knocked himself out.
Would you know?
No.
She's just saying it doesn't where the thong came from because it's
right,
not
okay.
His wife's.
Okay.
He might have bought it. He might like thongs. You know, we're not judging here. But getting caught, having to ring the police.
Sorry, I feel
like
I need to interrupt you. I'm judging.
Are you judging?
No, big time.
He just wants a little wank in his thong, man. Leave him alone.
Well, right. I'm judging that he had magazines. I'm judging that he used his daughter's thong. And
we
I'm
don't
judging...
know that.
Nah.
Okay, here we go. After a period of observation and normal initial investigations, I went to check in on the patient. His wife was sitting in the corner with a face like thunder. He still appeared confused as I tried to ask him if he had a history of seizures or took any medication. Before he had a chance to answer, his wife exclaimed, "No bloody history of seizures or medication, but this is not the first time he's done this before."
No bloody seizures or medication, but I'll tell you what he has got. He's got a bloody broadband and a bloody subscription to Razzle. That's what he's got. Eh? And he's got a problem. Is what he's got.
It's a bloody perf. Immediately the confusion vanished. He just shrugged and began to tuck into his lunch to my obvious shock. It turned out that he had faked having seizures and being confused because of embarrassment.
Wow.
And this wasn't the first time his
extracurricular activities had landed him in a compromising position with a trip to A&E.
Fucking hell. Right.
Do you know what it is?
Sorry, I take back what I said. I apologise to his family. I take back what I said about him having a few quid. I think his wife's literally went, George, next time you do this, I'm not joking, I'm bringing the bairns down, I'm bringing the cousins down, I'm bringing their nieces down, I'm bringing everyone down to see you with your daughter's thong on, wrapped around your knob, passing out because you've tied your cock ring too tight. Well, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Right? I'd like to end this story with the fact that his wife had left the house with their daughter to pick up the relatives for a family reunion later the day. Therefore, he had taken the game of a danger wank to a level that us mere mortals cannot even comprehend.
Wow.
Please leave this anonymous.
Rosie's pissed.
So
that is amazing. Can I just
say? He knew they were going to find him like that.
That's amazing. Can I just say? Sometimes I can imagine. You know, family times are stressful. Sometimes Christmas and everything. If everyone's coming round, he might have wanted a quick little, just to relieve the old stress and sort himself out for the day. But he's
he's taking it to a full new level.
Good God.
He's put a cock ring on that's too tight and he's got his daughter's thong on.
I didn't know. Can I just say, as a man, not that it's something I've ever done, cock ringage, but I didn't know it was possible to put a cock ring on so tight that you passed out. I didn't know that was possible.
Neither did I.
But that's taught me a lesson that I didn't need, but, you know, I'm learning, you know.
Chris, you never know. You're only 33. Because knowledge is power. You're only 33. You might get to George's age and think, you know what? I fancy a little cock ring. I'm sick of wanking.
I don't think that's
sick of these plain vanilla wanks.
I love the fact that he's still got... Can I just say, I love the fact that he's still got all his old favourite porn mags. You know he had them lined out on the floor.
He's kept them.
Oh, God.
Ring of porn.
Oh, God.
God love him.
No.
Not really, no. It's horrible. Sorry. Sorry, I take that back. I would be livid.
Full fucking family.
Doesn't care.
What time is it? What time's dinner, Denise? No, we just got to quickly pop to the hospital because George put his cock ring on too tight again. Told yous, didn't I? I told yous. Told yous I'd take yous. Your phone's charged. Get photos of the pervert.
Insta stories.
No, she doesn't want a thong back, George. She doesn't. No, you keep that one now. That's yours. I'll write your name in the back of it.
George, horror. And that's it. Another podcast over. Thank you so, so much for listening. We love you guys.
Guys, we genuinely do love you. Genuinely, like, it sounds like we love you guys, but, like, you know, I hear artists and pop stars and people saying things like, we love you, I love you, and they go, you don't love them. We love you. There's still some tickets available for Wembley Arena, oh my God, OMG, but not many. Edinburgh will probably be sold out by the time this comes out. There's some for Newcastle. The book, Shag Marry Roy book, is fully underway and available for pre-order now. I think WH Smiths have still got a few signed copies and Waterstones have still got some signed copies, but not many. Get on that. And I tell you what's all this bloody stuff about me and you? I'm my own person. I'm my own guy. Mm. I'm going on tour this month.
It's sold out.
Yeah, it is, to be fair.
So, shut up.
Just wanted to show off that it was all sold out.
Thank you for listening to the Plonkcast this week.
Cheers, everyone.
We're off to get some scrant. Love you.
We're going to get some food.
Have a lovely day.
We love you.
Bye. 10 a.m., baby.
10 a.m., my darling.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.